Good afternoon, gentlemen. We're about to talk to a man who is rising very quickly inside the octagon.
Yeah, Australia's got a new UFC superstar. His name is Jimmy Crute. On the weekend, he made 160 grand by doing this to his opponent.
He's been up against it with the grapplers in Europe. They've wanted to ground him. And oh! What a no, right hand!
Right.
Followed up and again with the left hook!
That is it!
Wow, what a finish!
Look out for Jimmy Crute!
Wow, what a finish!
That was a massive right, wasn't it?
It was a monster right. Got him over $100,000. That was on Fight Island.
So, anyways, he's on Fight Island. He's on a massive high. Then he flies back to Sydney to go into quarantine. And this is what he's up to at the moment on his Instagram.
It's day two of quarantine. And I've just spent the day sort of checking out the way down, seeing if I can sneak out through the windows. I'm going crazy already.
Jimmy Crute, welcome to Hughesy and Ed.
Thanks for having me, boys. Appreciate it.
No, good on you, Jimmy.
Do you think about you just putting a right straight through the hotel window, mate? You'd just go be just clean, knock it out, wouldn't you?
Mate, I'm going to make a parachute out of my my blankets, I think. I'm jumping out, cool, I swear.
How are you managing to train and stuff, Jim? Like, I know you just finished a fight, but are you still, you know what I mean? Like, are you going hard on the bed push-ups or whatever?
No, so we're lucky enough. We got to get a rower, a stationary bike, and then I'm in with my head coach Sammy. So if we want to do some pads and then some technical work, we can do that too. But sort of just relaxing for a few days. And
yeah,
I think
good.
I'll start training tomorrow.
Also, Justin, you're watching your highlights back on YouTube, mate. That is a sensational shot. It was one shot really, and afterwards, obviously, you finish it off, but. Is that the best one punch you've ever done, do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. I think that was my best performance out of all of them. I've watched it a few times, but I think you can get too caught up on what's happened, and now I need to focus on what's ahead.
Yeah.
And, I want to fight maybe early next year, so I've got to start focusing on that now.
Well, I mean,
it's the hardest game in the world. To try and get to the top,
it really is. Genuinely
the hard. Even to get to where Jimmy is now, Jim. Like even to get to the point where he is going up the ranks is, you know,
well, it's frightening.
Impossible.
Obviously, I mean, obviously you know what you're doing and you're trained to do it. But are you petrified when you get in there, mate, or are you just there's no fear at all?
It depends. I think it's different every fight, but this time there was no fear. It was only like business. And confidence. That's the only thing I allowed into my mental space was positive thought. That's taken me 13 fights to be able to master. So I've been known, like, I've got a hard shell and hard exterior, but like on the inside for some fights, I didn't even think I was going to win.
Right.
Yeah.
In the past.
Right.
Where now I've sort of really worked hard on my mental game and focused on, you know, really building confidence and having a positive mindset about things.
Well, you're certainly your own man, Jimmy. And of course, you became to the world's attention not only after the fantastic performance, but the fantastic living in a van stuff. Living in a van,
but
I love it.
We did on the radio the other day, mate, about living in a van. So, I mean, for people who don't know, how long have you been living in a van?
My radio's due on it, so over a year. About a year.
And is this a real quote? You just hate paying bills? You hate paying rent?
Mate, I hate it. I honestly, because I live 2 hours away from training, my weeks used to consist of I used to work full time in Bendigo. I don't have to do that anymore. Bendigo's 2 hours from Melbourne.
Yeah.
So I used to wake up, work, drive to Melbourne, train, drive home, go to sleep, wake up, work, and just do that every single day.
Yeah, too much commuting. I mean, great time to listen to the radio, though, Jimmy. So let's not forget that. So people who are in their car, we value their commute, but it's not for Jimmy.
Not for Jimmy.
No, I know it's not for Jimmy.
No, so let's talk through this van. So have we got running water?
Yeah, we've got a. I'm gonna put a electric pump in there, but at the moment I've got a hand pump. I've got solar, I've got a television, it's really rough. I've done it on myself. I'm no carpenter, but, you know, I've sort of winged it and looked on YouTube and figured it all out. And the hardest thing for me at the moment, well, that has been building it, was I was living in it as I was building it. I do have my house back in Bendigo.
Jimmy, you have made a lot of money on the weekend. You put a deposit on a flat.
No, van life.
I could. So at the moment, I could buy a house, no problem. But yeah. I might buy a few investments. We'll see.
Yeah, I like it. He switched on. He's not going to get to the end of his career and have nothing.
Are you single, Jimmy, or are you seeing someone?
Oh, I'm seeing someone at the moment. Yeah, back in Bendigo.
She's cool with van life.
Yeah, she's fine. She's got no choice.
Good on you, mate.
Jimmy, we'll be following you closely. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, boys.
Good luck with the next 2 weeks. Quarantine.
Yeah. Oh, I need it. I'm down the world.
See ya.